we're having a lot of fun. I tell you what, we'll try and get that together. And meanwhile, let me just cue something up here. You know what happens? I got to retire. Gary Kay is here. Hey, do you want to go on mic number 3 and you can give us a review of what you're doing on your show tonight? Because, that's not the one I want to take out.
I can help out. All right. So tonight's feature is going to be on Bruno Coulet's score to this year's stop-motion animated film, Coraline.
Oh, nice.
The wonderful adaptation of the Neil Gaiman. I don't know if it was a novel, a graphic novel, or a short story nonetheless, but feels... has a great atmospheric feel.
Oh, good.
He's a French composer with Iraqi roots, and it features a Hungarian children's choir, the symphony from Nice, and a couple other wonderful treats that
Seriously?
Way. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just pulling my leg, but that's for real.
Well, I don't know. A lot of times I say words, and they occasionally mean the truth, but no, for real.
Radio Free GAC, 10 minutes time here at CITR. Okay, you know what? I don't know if you saw when Luke sent out the notices about new music, and there was one here called Vancouver's Punk as Fuck. And he said, play one of these because, you know, you're going to like it. And I went through and I found the band that I liked the name the most. They were called The Sore Throats. And this is Song for Money. Let's check it out here.
Lots of fun. That's DOA, World War III, preceded by California Uberales, Dead Kennedys, and the Mekons. Well, were you? And where were you?
All right. Well, that program was temporarily interrupted. You know how it goes. We tried to play it. I played it at home. It worked fine on my Bose player, but this machine, I don't know, just didn't want to do it. Oh, I had it on single. I see. Okay. Are you still there, Mr. Shane? You want to try again?
Where will you be in the opening days of
the great big one?
We have a letter from, I'm going to refer to a lot of letters that we didn't last week, and Suzanne, our producer, says, refer to your fans. Hello, fans. Mr. Shane, cult symbol, millions across Canada. This letter is actually in reference to World War III, and it comes from, just so you know, I'm not making it up, Thunder Bay, Ontario, right? Home of Bobby Curtola. And many more greats. And it comes from, there's a name signed. They never sign their names on these things. They probably think that it has to be looked at by the RCMP before it reaches the mother corps, or that we send them on to that, and they file them away under dissidents, young radicals. The first missile, he goes on to say, flies at 11 a.m. We had a, you know, when do you think World War III will be contest. First missile flies at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday in June of 1981, in case of rain, will be postponed till December. And goes on to also mention National Acid Day is June the 18th in Bell Park, Sudbury, Ontario. Bona fide yearly event. Still do that. Mm.
Okay, well, we'll continue with more of the legendary J.B. Shane from his show Neon 1980 on a later show. Right now, keep your eye on the sky. Is the sky clear out there, Captain Gack? Barely clear. Well, if it is clear tonight, 10:28, look for the International Space Station. Did you hear that the space shuttle got up there?
Oh, really? I thought it was delayed for a fifth time.
Is it fifth? It was delayed again?
Okay.
Nobody called to tell me, so anyway. But if it's clear, 10:28 for ISS tonight, 51 degrees over the north, west to east. Tomorrow night, 10:53, 52 degrees over the north. Looks like a bright star. Bright as Venus now. It's incredible. And if they ever get the space shuttle up this week, maybe we'll see it go across the sky. Meanwhile, July 18th, 3:30 in the morning, a waning crescent moon, 4 degrees above Mars. On the day after, waning crescent moon above Venus in the pre-dawn sky. Look to the northeast. They're beautiful out there. And a total eclipse of the sun on July 22nd. If you're in India, China, and the South Pacific, Radio Free Gak is next. Happy trails from the Tanner Manor.
Are you okay?
That was weird.
You were in a trance or something.
I don't want to mislead you. I'm very concerned about this situation.
one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Maybe a song from a film or a tune from TV. Radio Free Gak brings you sounds of the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and the forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Radio Free Gak, Monday evening, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, this is, it's 7:30. Time now for Radio Free Gak.
Look around at everyone. Everyone looks alike.
had the Dirty Projectors with Cannibal Resource off their latest album, this year's Bitter Orca. Just like bitter without the R, like the German word for you're welcome. And that came out through Domino Records. And the Dirty Projectors are a collective led by Dave Longstreth, and he's accompanied by a shifting cast of band members. And they've tackled a wide breadth of projects. In 2005, the band released The Getty Address, which was a concept album based about musician Don Henley of the Eagles. And then in 2007, the band released something called Rise Above, which is an album of Black Flag songs as reimagined from memory, and that meaning that they hadn't heard them in well over 10 years. They also recently collaborated with David Byrne for a few songs, one of which you will find on the Dark Was the Night compilation. And this past May, a few of the members performed with Björk for a New York nonprofit organization dedicated to providing shelter for homeless men, women, and children suffering from AIDS. Ah, do you smell that? That must be Radio Free Gak, the soundtrack to your life here on UBC's blessed station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can find us on the web through www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be the mosquito in your ear from now until 9 p.m. You can call me here in the booth at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. And if I must make a request, if you do have a request, be a little clear about what's going on. Someone actually wrote me a couple days ago, and I think they just said four words, which I couldn't match together somehow. Apparently, Negative Landa released something called Sonic Poems that I cannot find. But if you are well aware of it, email me back, call me, do whatever you need to. Towards 8:30, I'll have a soundtrack profile, as mentioned on Jolly John's wonderful show here. It is Bruno Coulet's score for this year's stop-motion animated film, Coraline. Although you'll catch me sometimes saying Coraline, because I think of Caroline, and I just get confused. But we'll start off with Au Revoir Simone, a trio from Williamsburg in Brooklyn who took their name from a throwaway line from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. From this year's album, Still Night, Still Light, here's Au Revoir Simone with All or Nothing. Thank you. Veronica Maggio with Inget kan ändra på det, which is Swedish for nothing can change that. Maggio is a Swede of Italian descent who's won a few awards in her native country, and you can find that song on last year's album Och vinnaren är, which is and the winner is. We've got some more Swedish music here lined up, but hey, here's some news from the AMS.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
That promo scares me sometimes with the levels there. Anyways, yes, I promise Sweden. Sweden is on tap here. We'll start off with Dunjan, the wondrous psych band. Dunjan stands for The Grove, if I believe. But sort of appropriate, since they'll be touring with Woods this summer. And from what I see on the calendar, they'll be in Vancouver on September 2nd. But right now, They're slated to appear at Richards on Richards, but that will not be the case because Richards has their final week coming up here. So make sure you do check out the venue before they kind of go on hiatus. They turn into condos and the license gets moved to somewhere close to the railway. From last year's album called Four, the number four, 1, 2, 3, 4, four, yeah, saw it four times there. Here's Dunyan with Sat Ot Se.
Twiggy Frostbite, and that was Heroes off this year's album Through Fire, through Despots Records. And the trio come from Gävle in Sweden, a central coastal city known for having the largest Yule goat on display when it's Christmas time. And the Yule goat, for you IKEA shoppers, is that straw bundle decoration that you can pick up there when it's December. Coming up now is Larkin Grimm, and she's an activist singer-songwriter born in Memphis. She went to Yale, dropped out, went hiking through Alaska, then returned to school, then wound up in Rhode Island. From her third album, last year's Par Plar, here's Larkin Grimm with the title track on Radio Free GAC CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Advancements. Some smashing techno. 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 Some smashing techno.
And there's Circle Square with Stop Taking So Many off this year's Songs About Dancing and Drugs, which you can find through K7 Records. And the former Vancouverite, known as Jeremy Shaw, has been recording for a decade now, starting off with The Distance After 12-inch through Output Records back in 1999. This is Radio Free Yak.
This is Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Coming up next is the Baldwin Brothers and their Chicago duo, comprised of Jason Hinkle and T.J. Widner. Their first release was back in 1986, an album that only came out in cassette. It was called Two Soft-Spoken Geniuses. Their next album took some time to gestate. Cooking with Lasers came out in 2002, and here's one of the singles that came off that album, featuring Miho Hattori of Chibo Mato fame. Here are the Baldwin Brothers with Dream Girl on Radio Free GAC, CITR Vancouver.
Yeah. Thank you.
1993, there's some vintage Stereo Lab in the form of Pack Your Romantic Mind, in parentheses, Channel Recognition. And that's off their major label debut, Transient Random Noise Bursts with Announcements. After leaving 2Pure as their North American distributor, they went with Elektra and stuck with them for a good 15 years or so, until they recently went over to 4AD. Now, the song Pack Your Romantic Mind had to be re-recorded after they had to ditch a George Harrison sample they couldn't get permission to use. So you can find an early promo cassette that does have the original mix, but guess what? Finding them is proving to be quite elusive.
Are you a local nonprofit or grassroots community organization looking for research assistance? Have an SFU student do the research for you and make your social justice or environmental project a reality. The Action Research Exchange Program at SFERC facilitates connections between community organizations that need research but have limited resources with SFU students who can take on that research for course credit. We are currently looking for project proposals for the 2009-2010 academic year. The summer deadline is July 15th. You can apply now at sfperg.ca/arx or call 778-782-4360.
You're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR Vancouver. When not acting as the spokesperson for a British insurance company, Iggy Pop has yet again veered away from his blues punk roots to more esoteric waters. I remember back in 1990 hearing Candy, a duet he had with Kate Pearson from the B-52s, and I dug it a lot. It was quite stunning. His most recent work was inspired by author Michel Houellebecq's novel La Possibilité d'une île, known here in English as The Possibility of an Island. Iggy's a big fan of the French author, and he opted to head to more jazzier waters, and the result is an album called Préliminaire, which is French for foreplay. It has a smoky, weird vibe to it, and though his French accent in some of these songs are really suspect, I like it a lot. There's a wild array of covers and reinterpretations here, and it's well worth a listen. So from Préliminaire, here's Iggy Pop with I Want to Go to the Beach.
I don't care if it's decadent. I don't know where my spirit went, but that's all right. I want to go to the deep, 'cause there's nowhere I want. I want to see, but that's all right. Particles of pain in my brain, I guess they're here to stay. They've worked their way inside, and I can't hide. Thank you.
And we just heard there was Bell Orchestra with Water, Lights, Shifts off this year's album As Seen Through Windows, which you can find from the wonderful label Out East Arts and Crafts. The band is scheduled on a Canadian tour this summer, though based on their current schedule on their website, the closest they're getting to Vancouver is Calgary's Folk Music Festival at the end of the month. Of course, this coming weekend is our very own folk festival here along Jericho Beach. Should be a wonderful time there. But we've got some other shows coming up soon. In fact, there's a couple going on right now. If you head over to Lugs on Main Street, there's an all-ages show there featuring Rolmac, CITR's very own Chris Arific, student teacher and half Chinese. As well, tonight at the Biltmore, we have John Ray Fletcher and a wonderful old band out of Toronto called the Bruce Peninsula. Those of you with tickets for the Cage concert at the Biltmore tomorrow, that is canceled. So you want, why don't you go to the Little Mountain Studios instead? There's an all-ages show featuring the Psychic Ills and Indian Jewelry. On July 15th, the Hanson Family and the Cloud Splitter will be at the Biltmore. And the next night, same venue, we have Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. Also that night, we have New Sensei, Defectors, and V. Vecker at the Rickshaw, which is a great new venue. Yet to be there, but everyone I know who's gone to it has raved extensively. And for those of you with a bigger budget, there's the Pacific Coliseum. We have Death Cab for Cutie, and the new Pornographers joined by Raw Raw Riot. CITR is involved with this show here. Why don't you go to the Biltmore on the 17th of July and go see Destroyer. On the 18th, we have Violent Flame Meditation, Fancy Fanshawe, and Prophecy Sun doing an all-ages thing at Hoko's. And also that night, we have Grouper with Empty Love and Diadem at St. Andrew's Wesley Church. The last show ever at Richards on Richards will be on Sunday, July 19th, and it'll be Five Alarm Funk. So, Bonobo on July 20th, I'm not sure where they're playing yet. It hasn't been fully released to me yet, but do keep an eye on the concert listings because a lot of promoters have had to scramble now. Also that night, and also on the 21st, we have the Eagles of Death Metal with Flash Lightning at the Commodore. Also that night, Three Mile Pilot, they'll be moving somewhere else from Richards. Also on the 21st, we have the Cowboy Junkies and Sunvolt, and they'll be at the Center, and that's an all-ages show. A-Track will be somewhere outside of Richards. I should probably skip all the Richards listings at this point now, but A-Track will be playing somewhere, hopefully. But at the Biltmore on that night, the 22nd, we have Mika Miko, Audacity, White Lung, and New Sensei. Black Lips with Deer Hunter will be playing at the Commodore on the 23rd. On the 24th of Biltmore, we have the Pains of Being Pure at Heart. And then the following weekend, the 25th, 26th, the Virgin Festival will be at Deer Lake Park.
How many CITR listeners remember tuning in to Vancouver Cable 10 Sunday evenings during the late 70s and early 80s to Night Dreams, one of Canada's first video radio programs? Join me, Jolly John Tanner, keeping the eclectic music from all eras alive on Son of Night Dreams, alternating Mondays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Also featuring mind-altering UFO reports right here on CITR FM 101.9 Vancouver.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I've made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
Making up a song about Coraline. She's a peach, she's a doll, she's a pal of mine. She's as cute as a button in the eyes of everyone who ever laid their eyes on Coraline. She comes around exploring, Mom, and I will never ever make it boring. Our eyes will be on Coraline.
There we had They Might Be Giants with the Other Father song. And you can find that on the Coraline soundtrack, which will be tonight's feature here on Radio Free Gak, CITR Vancouver. They Might Be Giants were commissioned to actually write the bulk, or at least not maybe the bulk of the score, but a lot of the ambient music and the for the film itself. They wrote 10 songs before the director Henry Selick decided the mood needed to be changed a bit, so that was the only song that stuck around, that brief 30-second number there. But at the very least, Henry Selick definitely preserved a lot more of the spiritual, I guess I wouldn't say spiritual, but more of the atmospheric vibe that Neil Gaiman's story told about. And Henry Selick is best known as the stop-motion animated film expert at this point right now. Of course, most people remember, I guess it was about 16 years ago, when The Nightmare Before Christmas came out. It was produced by Tim Burton, who basically took the bulk of the credit for that, along with direction for it. But Henry Selick has been a committed stop-motion director at this for a while now. He actually started off with Tim Burton in the Disney studios in the late 70s and early 80s, during the time where it sort of fallen from grace from a bit, although I have to remember that both of them worked on The Fox and the Hound, which was the first film I actively wanted to go see when I was a wee bairn. It was also at Disney Studios where he met Brad Bird and a few other well-known folks who ended up either going to Pixar or elsewhere in the weird Hollywood world. Henry Selick also worked on such films as James and the Giant Peach, the mostly forgotten Monkey Bone, and he also worked on The Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou, which he worked on making the stop-motion fish that was always swimming in the water. So the score is provided by Bruno Coulet, who's been a predominant orchestrator out of France. He'd been working since 1977, so for over 30 years now, when he first did his first score for a documentary called Mexico, Mexico. So we'll talk a little bit more Bruno Coulet afterwards, but let's start bringing up some of the cues here. He partnered with the Children's Choir of Nice, Nice being the city in southern France. So I know it's spelt Nice, but I think it's pronounced Nice, since the salad is called Niçoise. He also was joined on a few selections by the Hungarian Symphony Orchestra in Budapest, the choir of the Hungarian National Radio, and also features several vocals, some of them coming from the actors and actresses appearing in the film, and then one of Coulet's favorite features in many of his scores, which is a child choir. Although most of the time he makes them sing gibberish, not actual French or English words. So we're going to start off with a few cues here before we talk a little bit more about Bruno Coulet, and this is Dreaming from the soundtrack to Coraline.
Thank you.
We started off with Dreaming there, then we heard Weeby, or Wybie, The Supper, Fantastic Garden, Trap for Mices, and then It Was Fantastic. In the background here, we're Ghost Children. They're all part of Bruno Coulet's score to this year's film, Coraline. And Coraline is a Neil Gaiman novella, which he wrote in 2002, I believe. Yes, it was, by through Bloomsbury HarperCollins. And it starred a girl named Coraline. Her parents, they move into a new apartment. They leave her be, since they're busy with work, and she meets some of the neighbors there and all the colorful characters. But then, within the apartment, she discovers a locked door that leads into a parallel universe with more fun parents and more fun of everything. And she wants to spend more time there, but there's a bit of a dark secret to behold. Now, Bruno Coulet, let's go with a whole series of French TV series and a little bit of films here and there. But his career took off in 1995 when he did the score to the wondrous sort of documentary Microcosmos, which was that film that focused on the really close-up view of what insects and mollusks and other sort of garden-variety animals do in their life. And from that, he picked up... he was nominated for a few Césars, which is the French equivalent of an Oscar. And he basically started working nonstop, effectively, for a good decade or so, working on films like Winged Migration, some of the weird French thrillers like Vidocq. And then he also did part of the score for The Course, a 2004 film. And he was nominated for the best song in the Academy Awards for Look to Your Path. And director Henry Selick has been working with a Portland-based studio called Leica as of late, and again, virtually the entire film, Coraline, is stop motion. There's actually one bit that had to be done by CGI since they couldn't simulate it, but it was very low key and something that should be inobtrusive. But everything else, you actually see the figures. You don't really see like the thumbprints or anything else, as that each frame has a slight movement of each figure. But overall, it's a very kind of 1910s, 1920s approach to cinema at the time. So we're going to listen to a few more cues here. Right now in the background, I believe we're listening to... We did hear Ghost Children. Now we're listening to Wybie That Talks. We'll go through a few more credits here. And credits. We'll listen to a few more cuts. We'll actually hear the credits. I'll come back for one other track. And then we'll proceed from there.
Thank you. Nothing says adrenaline. Pretty Lily, sweetie girl, merely swimming too.
In the background, we're about to hear one of the last cuts we'll listen to from the soundtrack to Coraline. This will be Mechanical Lullaby. Before that, we heard the hiccup, hiccup. That would be the end credits. And before that, the famous Mr. B, one of the neighbors of Coraline's. Some of the voice work starring in Coraline includes Dakota Fanning, Terry Hatcher, John Hodgman, which you know as the PC in the Mac commercials. AbFab fans will enjoy the fact that Jennifer Saunders and Dawn French are there. And of course, Ian McShane is Mr. Babinski. And that concludes our profile on Coraline. Bruno Coulet collaborated again with the Children's Choir of Nice, the Hungarian Symphony Orchestra from Budapest, and the choir of the Hungarian National Radio for that. So there's about 10 minutes left. I have one song queued up here, but at this point, I'll make my peace with you. That will be the end of Radio Free Gag for this week. Coming up at 9 will be The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. If you missed any of this week's episode of Radio Free Gag, you can download the MP3 as a podcast. Just visit my site, gak.ca. I'll hopefully have a playlist up shortly. At the very least, you can always go to CITR's fantastic website, which is citr.ca. You can find any number of podcasts there for most of our schedule. And, you can find out where you will see CITR in Vancouver. You'll see them at Destroyer on the 17th. They'll be at the Vancouver Folk Festival this weekend. They'll be at the Mission Folk Festival next weekend. And if you're going to the pains of being pure at heart on July 24th, they will be there as well. So we're going to conclude right now, not sounding ominous at all, with an Icelandic band, one act. I hope I can find more information of when I go to Reykjavik in August. From their 2008 album, Montaña, spelt like the estate Montana, except there's the wonderful little squiggle tilde thing over the end, Montaña. This is Retro Stefson, and the song will be Sen Semi. So enjoy yourselves. Hopefully the weather pans out for you. Hopefully you get to see the International Space Station as it zips by overhead, bright as a kite. And enjoy yourselves. Thank you.
been lost tonight. I'm always right.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up. The time is 9 p.m.